听力课堂，听 class.com。
Poached, same as me.
An overpriced apartment and Chinese takeout. That's New York living.
Fisher, don't forget the fortune cookies.
Oh, I already read the fortune. You don't want to know.
He makes me crazy.
Hostility is a very important part of your foreplay, isn't it?
Well, it takes three people to make our marriage work, him, me, and our therapist.
Ellie, what went wrong? With us, with the two of us, I mean. No, it's been a long time. Do you remember?
Yeah. Do I remember? Of course I do.
Is that what... Did I do the same? Is that what happened? Did I just not see you?
No. No, you didn't.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ellie.
Oh, I'm sorry too, Hank. Wow.That only took us 12 years to say.
I saw that, you cad. As for it, you got it. Here you go.
My dear.
Yeah, you want to get your fortune? Let me see what...
Confucius say, man who leave wife alone with ex-husband may leave altogether.
Uh-huh. Hope it's better than last
year. Or the last 10 years. Wow.
Walter, I'm thinking about going back to my maiden name.
Can you still remember it?
Not, I haven't seen him in 24 hours, and I would feel better if I knew where he was, you see?
Welcome to our annual luau. What can I get you?
Aloha, Mr. Trout.
He got something without a toy in it.
It's the house, bro.
Oh, I'm hearing it here.
Aloha. It's a very fetching headdress you're wearing.
Where did you disappear to?
Miss me bad, huh?
Well, it's chow time here on the islands, and we trouts have prepared our traditional feast, shrimp trout. So let's all meet over the table.
You're not allergic to shrimp, are you?
No.
Pity.
Attention! Pay attention to Walter. Listen closely. He slurs.
In the tradition that has grown over the years, it is now toast time. First up, our host, Lou, honey of a beekeeper, Trout.
May the groom's heart be filled with hope.And the bride's feet filled with lead.
May the pitter-patter of little feet not be Maggie. May the gifts be returnable.
I took mine back.
You know the old saying, you're not losing a daughter? Well, I'd like to. Maggie may not be Hale's longest running joke, but she is certainly the fastest.
Good one, Dad.